Today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Kuf Yud Beis, 112, second to last daf in the Masechta. As we finish it up, Bezrat Hashem, and then everybody will have their siyum tomorrow on Shabbos, and Bezrat Hashem next week starting the next Masechta. We finally get a little one after some major ones. Get back to a moed feeling that every, remember that year, every month was another siyum. So we get a little one, and then we get to a couple of larger ones again. Okay. Says the, not large like these, large, but in other relative terms. Okay, but every day is more Torah to learn, another daf. So here we go, Kuf Yud Aleph Amabez. We are fifth to last skinny line. So we're in the Mishnah related to the halachas of Ir Hanidachas. What has to be burned, what doesn't have to be burned, what is included, and what is not included. So the Gemara says, let's start with about six lines up from where they get wide. V'sarafta ba'esh es va'ir v'es kol shlala, kalil Hashem alakecha. You have to burn in the city all of the spoils, all the shlala, everything up to Hashem, kalil, straight to Hashem. Shemidarshe, what does it mean, shlala? It's spoils. Shlala v'lo shlal shamayim. It's spoils, not the shlal, not the spoils of shamayim. V'kan amru, so from here we learn, ha-hekdeshos sheba, the hektish in it, the karbanos in it, yipadu, must be redeemed. They're redeemed. If you have a carbon walking around the city, so it is redeemed. And pashas, then what happens? What's the simplest understanding of the Mishnah? So the karbanos are redeemed, and in that way, the carbon then goes free, and let's say the money is destroyed, because the kedusha switches. V'trumos yirakvu, and the truma, any truma in the city, has to sit to rot. So we're going to talk about Bezrat Hashem, whose truma? Is this the Yisrael's truma? Is this the Kohen's truma? Which truma are we talking about? Maaser sheni v'kisvi hakodesh yiganzu. The maaser sheni in the city and kisvi hakodesh have to be hidden. So that's on tomorrow's daf. What kind of maaser sheni are we talking about? We're talking about maaser sheni in Yerushalayim. That's where it's usually eaten. If it's in Yerushalayim, then, but I thought Yerushalayim can't become an Irani Dachas. If it's outside of Yerushalayim, so nobody could eat it, so what exactly is the case? Good. So that's the halacha about hektashos. So I mentioned the difficult Rambam that we start off with. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, which all the halachas of Irani Dachas are in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, says the Rambam in the fourth parak, ha-hektashos shevasocha, any hektish in it, in the city. So there's a chilek between kachim izbeach and kachim betagabayas, based on the Gemara. Kachim izbeach yamusu. If you have a karbon, kachim izbeach, a karbon, an ola, a chata, some type of animal that's supposed to be sacrificed, that animal has to die. We're going to see later on, why does it have to die? I thought it belongs to Hashem. Why should it have any connection to Yerni Dachas? So it says, no, it has to die. Why? Zevach rishaim toeva. Still called Zevach Rishayim, and therefore it would be an abomination to bring it. So that's why the Rambam says, Kachim Izbeach have to die based on Zevach Rishayim To'eva, as we'll see on Amid Beis. But Kachim Betekabayis, Yipadu, Kachim Betekabayis, meaning if I give an animal just for the value of the Beis HaMikdash, Kedusha's Damim, not Kachim Izbeach, inherent Kedusha. So what's the halacha? Yipadu, it has to be redeemed. Right, and that's what this Mishnah says. It has to be Yipadu. But then the Rambam adds, V'achar kach sarfin oso. And then afterwards, we burn it. So ask the Ravid, Lo yadati, lo masarfin oso, shlal shamayim haya, v'lo chal avisur. Once you say that it is hektish, and therefore you don't burn it, so mimanavshach, if you're not going to burn it, you should be able to let it go free. If you're going to have to burn it, so then how could you redeem it? So mimanavshach is a problem. So the Kesef Mishnah already is bothered by this. He quotes the Ravid and he says, you have to have some type of middle approach. Oh, the Ben Chaschidach discusses this and other Achronim as well, but it's all based on this similar to this Kesef Mishnah, that you have to have a middle type of idea. Meaning, it's enough that you could redeem it, but it's not enough, meaning it's connected to the Yerni Dachas enough that you have to burn it. V'yesh lomar, desvir leil rabbeinu, de behemas Yerni Dachas, mikru. It's called an animal of an Yerni Dachas. V'arya dehektish hu deravia alayhu. But there's this hektish that's waiting to, is literally lying on it. It's lying on it, and it's just waiting to be able to be chal. You have this shame Yerni Dachas, but it's not allowed to be chal because you have this shame hektish. The kiva de nistalik arya de hektish, and once you remove the chalos shame hektish from it, so then chal alav miyad is your ir hanidachas. He already dachad is able to be chal. Ulefizeh lo koi biachak sorfet ela hakotchi betek abayis. The sorfet is only going on betek abayis. It's not going on kotchim izbeach. So you have to come up with some type of middle ground. That's the Kesef Mishnah's middle ground. That they both, you have this chalos shebiyari dachas that's waiting to be chal in full. It can't while there's a chalos hektish on it. Once you remove the chalos hektish by redeeming it, so then memela, the chalos yari dachas can be chal in full. That's the Kesef Mishnah. There are other approaches given, but that's the one that we will mention. Okay, let us continue. Continues the Mishnah. Third to last skinny line. Kalil l'Hashem Elokecha, all to Hashem. See that word Kalil. So that word Kalil is not only used here, but it's also used by a carbon ola. Amar Reb Shimon, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, im atem osin din bi'ir anidachas. If you do it, if the proper din of ir anidachas, ma'ala ani aleichem ki ilu atem ma'alim ola Kalil l'fanai. I consider it as if you gave me a carbon ola. Right, if you burn up an ir anidachas, so I consider it as if you gave me a carbon ola. Maha kesha, what's the connection between the two? So the Iyun Yaakov says, just like a carbon ola removes averus, removes ra from yourself, so the ir anidachas removes baalei averus, removes them and removes ra from the world. Similar to uvi arta harami kerbecha, that's the connection between ola and ir anidachas. V'haisa tel olam, and it should be a tail forever, a tail olam, a mound forever. Losase ginos upardesim. Div Rabbi Yosi Galili. Where you see on the side it adds in the rest of the pasuk. Los sibane od. Lotase ginos upardesim. Div Rabbi Yosi Galili. Rabbi Yosi Galili says, you not only can't build houses there in the Yerni Dachas, but you can't plant orchards. You can't have gardens there. You can't do anything with this property. Period. That's it. Rabbi Akiva Omer should be a constant reminder. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo sibane od likabosha haisa. Ena nivnes. Avonas is he, ganos upardesim. No, Rabbi Akiva says you can't build it to what it used to be, with the buildings and the houses, but you can put orchards and gardens there, you just can't build it to what it used to be. Tomorrow's daf discusses what exactly is the machlokas about, and the Gemara relates this to another halacha, another time we find an isser to rebuild something, and that is Yericho. Gemara relates it to Yericho, the curse that Yeshua ben Nun made about rebuilding Yericho. Continues, look at Mishnah, v'lo yitzach v'yotchem u'ma menacherem, you're not allowed to take anything from the spoils, calls shekoz man she harishayim ba'olam, charon af ba'olam. As long as there is wicked people in the world, then there's anger in the world, charon af ba'olam. Of the rishon min ha'olam, nistali charon af min ha'olam. Once you remove the wicked, so then too, Hashem's anger subsides, and that is what we do when we remove an ear hanidachas. Tanur Rabbanan. Yatsu hein velo shluchin. What does it mean? Yatsu, the people, the madichim, those who convince others to do avodah zarah in the Yerni Dachas, they go out to convince. So it says yatsu. So the Gemara darshins hein velo shluchin. Only if they themselves go out. But if madichim, let's say Reuben and Shimon from the Yerni Dachas, they convince other people to convince their city to do avodah zarah, they make shlichim to do it, so then there's no din, there's no avodah zarah. There's no din of Yerni Dachas. Special din, hein velo shluchim. Continue for a second. Anashim, ein anashim pachas vibeis. Anashim means two. It's got to be at least two people who do the convincing. One person is not enough. Davar acher, or anashim, velo nashim, right, or men and not women. If women are the midichim, so then also, special din, it does not apply. Anashim velo ktanim. Bnei Belial, wicked people. What does the word Belial mean? Banim sheparku ol shemayim mitzavareim. It's like Belial without a yoke. Right? They don't have the yoke of heaven on them. Right? That's the on their neck. Literally on their neck, because that animal carries an yoke on their neck. So that's how it's formulated by people. Umikir becha v'lomen asfar. From amongst you, and not from a border city. You cannot have an Yerni Dachas from a border city. Why? Either it's a Zeres HaKasev, that's what it sounds like from here, but if you look back in the first parak, we have this line also, where there talks about it's a border city, but also it's not safe. If you have a whole desolate area at the border, then the enemy could just take over that area. So that's why you can't have a Yerni Dachas on a Sfar. Yoshvei Iram below Yoshvei Ir Acheres. It's gotta be people who do the convincing from that city itself, not people that come from another city. Lomar, shetzrichin hasra, edim, v'hasra l'kol echad v'ech, lemar, Leymar, what does Leymar teach me? Shetzrich Eidim Hasra L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad, that we need Eidim and Hasra for each one. As the Mishnah said, you have to give one, has to give Hasra before each and every, before you kill each and every one. Okay, 2 points on this. First is the last line about Hasra. There's a Rambam that is also discussed, a couple of Rambams in this parak that require elaboration. The Rambam earlier in the parak, in parak Dal and Halacha Vav, he says, what's the process of Iranidachas? The Hech the Niranidachas, Bismacha the Heru Yale Asos Iranidachas, when it's fitting to have that din, Bezdin Agadol Sholchin Vidarshin Vachokrin, Bezdin Agadol sends messages, Ad Sheyedu Baraya Brura Shehutcha Kalha'ir, O Ruba, until they know that all or most of the city was taken away from God. Vechazru Avodah Zarah, and they went to Avodah Zarah. Achar Kach, once they know this, once they know that most of the city did it, how do they know it? How do they know they did it? They must have had the whole processes already. The small, the Bezdin in each city did it already. Then the Rambam adds, Achar Kach Shochim Lohen Shnei Tamidei Chachamim Lahashir Osan Ulahachziran. They send two rabbis, two Tamidei Chachamim, to go and warn them to do tshuva. Warn them to do tshuva, lachziran. You better stop. Do tshuva. Im chazru vasu tshuva mutaf. V'im amdu be'ivalatam. If they don't do tshuva, if they stay in their folly, they stay in their avera, bezdin mitzavin l'kol Yisrael, alos alehen l'tzava, go fight them, v'hein tsarin alehen, v'orchin imahen milchama, ad shetipaka ha'ir. Start fighting with them. Civil war. Kishet tibaka miyan marben lahem bati dinim v'danin osan. Kol mi shabo olav shnei edim shavad avad azara. That's how you start. You get them all in the city and then you start continuing. The rivet here, again, the Achronim discuss this, is this the only time that we have a court case where specifically part of the process is to send them witnesses to try to get them to do tshuva? Where does the Rambam get that from? Well, usually witnesses go and tell you, if you do this, you will be punished. Do you know that? It's that itself. But here, separately, because those witnesses are later. But earlier, the Rambam says that they said to the Tamidei Chachamim, Lahasiru Savalachziran, says the Ravid, Tova davar, shetol lahem atshuva, aval lo matzasi tshuva vo'eles, achar hasra v'maisa. You have hasra by the maisa, so what else, what more do you need? But the Rambam has this extra line about giving hasra that they should try, they should get them to do tshuva. The Kesavishnah also wonders where the makar is. Here, Hargamar just has hasra l'kol echad ve'echad, but the Rambam adds in this level of hasra. The other problem that's brought in this brisa is the first line. It says, Yatsu hein velo shluchan. So if Reuben and Shimon convince two other people to do Avodah Zarah, so to get two other people to get the city to do Avodah Zarah, then they're pater. So ask the Achron in 1 second. What do we hold? Ein shliach l'dvar avera? Or we hold that you can't, avers aren't passed through shlichus. So forget the mishalchim, the shlichim themselves. The shlichim themselves should be considered the people who are the medichin. So forget the shluchim. Oh, is it heim velo shluchan? So forget the senders. Just look at the messengers themselves. It should be chayvir nidachas for them. So what's the drush of heim velo shluchin? So there are many answers. The Achronim try to figure out a way where maybe the shluchim, it wouldn't work. What if the shluchim are women, children, people from a different city? So if you go by the shluchim, so it's not going to be near any dachas. So that's what you have to say. That's the special din of hein velo shluchim, and it's talking about a case where if you go by the shluchim themselves, it would not be a situation of ir hanidachas. Good. Itmar, says the Gemara. Fifth line from the bottom. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Chokin ir achas l'shnei shvatim. Rabbi Yochanan says one city could be split up, one city in Eretz Yisrael could be split up into two shvatim. Reish Lakish Amar, Ein Chokin ir achas l'bei shvatim. One city cannot be split up into two shvatim. Meaning, if the Goro, this is how Rashi learns it, it's a past. What happened by the Goro with Yeshua ben Nun? If the Goro ever said a certain city goes to a certain Shevet, what happens if the Chalukas, after they split it up from the Urim Tumim, they took out the Chalukas, what happens if one city is in both two different Shvatim? Do you say that one city has to be thrown into one Shevet, or could you split it? Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. The Yad Ramah says this is talking about the future times, when we go back. But Rashi is talking about the past. What was the Machlokas? Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, whether you could split up cities. Is this the Machlokas in Metzius? What happened? Or do we say, no, the Machlokas is, what was the nature of the Chalukah? Might be something deeper. what's the nature of Chalukah based on how you look at Chalukah, so then you could determine whether two Shvatim could be in one city. Some of you might be thinking about what we've discussed in the past, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Beis, the Tosfos there. What about the principle, there are two sources. One Gemara says Yerushalayim lo nischalku l'shvatim. Yerushalayim could never be split amongst Shvatim, but another Gemara says that Yerushalayim was split between Yehuda and Binyamin. And that's why the southeast corner of the Mizbeach did not have a Yesod. Why? Because we know we have a Mesorah that the entire Mizbeach has to be in Shevet Binyamin. Based on a pasuk, Binyamin's the Av Yitraf. Binyamin is like a wolf that's pouncing, that's grabbing. That's the Mizbeach that's grabbing the Karbanis. So what do you mean Yerushalayim lo nischalku l'shvatim? Right? It says it is. So maybe it's a Machlokas. It's Machlokas. Okay? That's one possibility. Or do we say, we mentioned from Soloveitchik in the past, there are two levels of Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael. There's a Dini Mamanis Chalukah, and there's an Isser V'Heter Hakdasha Chalukah. When it comes to Hakdasha, every single part of Eretz Yisrael, in order to imbue Kedusha into the land, so every part has to be assigned to another Shevet. Right? So that's Yerushalayim Nischalka L'Shvatim. Yehudah Binyamin. But regarding Dini Mamanis, it's all, every Jew has a portion in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim lo nischalku l'shvatim. So again, that we brought rise to that in the past. You can look in Heretz Tzvi, Rav Shechter, Sefer Siman Lamed, who discusses this, but that's related to Yerushalayim. But this Machlokas is in general, but in other cities. Other cities, do we split up cities between two Shvatim? Machlokas. Eisver, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, you cannot. So what is it? What our Mishnah say? Ache yumadi cheha me osa ha'ir me osa shevet. Yonan v'nir nidachas, until the ones who are the madichim, the convincers, were from that city and from that shevet. So what does that mean? Why do you have to say both? My love, doesn't that mean afal gav de madichem me osa ha'ir? Even if they're from the same city, you have another requirement. Iika me osa shevet in ilolo. Sounds like you could have people living in a city that's not from that shevet. Doesn't that sound like you could have two different shvatim in a city? Right? And that's how you could have two requirements. Oh, no, you don't only have to be from the city, you got to be from the same shevet that was convinced to do avodah zarah. Mashmah, there could be two shvatim. Shma mina, chokin irachas lebe shvatim. So doesn't that prove like me? Says Rabbi Yochanan. Answer, lo. There's ways that even if a city is not split up formally, there's a way that somebody else from a different shevet can be there. Denaf lele be Yerusha. Answer number one is that maybe you gotta be Yerusha. Maybe you gotta be Yerusha. How somehow, maybe a woman got Yerusha, and that she married somebody from another Shevet, and that he eventually yarshined her. There are ways that he could have it, even though officially his Shevet is not there. He could end up with a piece of this city. So that doesn't mean that it was, that we weren't Nechlak the city to two Shvatim. Inami diyahavu anieli b'matana, or it was given to him as a gift. Right. Originally, if you remember, the first generation, they weren't allowed to intermarry between Shvatim. Right? Because we had to give it time to take hold who had which area in Eretz Yisrael. Afterwards, on Tu B'Av, one of the six happy events that happened on Tu B'Av was that the Shvatim were allowed to marry each other again. And therefore, the Gemara, the last daf of Maseches Tainis. So that's why they could marry, remarry. So that's what the Gemara is talking about nowadays, right? You can marry any shevet you want. So it could be that somebody will yarshin a piece from, not from his shevet, and therefore that's how you could have somebody living there who is in that city, but not from the shevet. Fine. Eisvei, second to last line, Arim Teisha Me'eshne Shvatim Ha'elu, in Yeshua, nine cities from these two Shvatim. So it doesn't specify who had which of the nine. So if it's talking about nine cities, so wouldn't that mean Mailav Arba Upalga Mehai Va Arba Upalga Mehai? Wouldn't it be four and a half from each? Well, if it doesn't specify, it must mean it's equally divided. Vishvamina Chokinir Achas Labe Shvatim. Doesn't that mean you split up one city to two Shvatim? Four and a half and four and a half. Lo Arba Mehai Upchamish Mehai. No, it could be four from one and five from the other. So Yahaki Lepurushi Purushi. So why don't you explain who has what then? We important to know who has four, who has five. Kasha. Okay. Problem, Kasha. Next, Ibai Lahu. Hutchu me'alehen, mahu. What happens if there were no convincers? The city was led astray by themselves, they weren't madichin. So do we say, vayadichu amar achmana, v'loshu hutchu me'alehen? You have to have people from the outside doing it, not that they do it themselves. O dilma afilu hutchu me'alehen. Or do we say, no, even if it happens themselves, they still have the status of Yeredi Dachas. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll prove it to you. Hidichu, Rashim Uktanim. Our Mishnah says, if women or children do the convincing, right? I don't know if I was clear about that yesterday. Yesterday, it's talking about the women and children were the convincers. So if women and children were doing the convincing, so they're pater, it's not near any dachas. So the Gemara says, Amai, Levi kiyutchu bi'aleim. So let it at least be as if they did it themselves. But it's worse if the women and children convince them. So it must be that convincing themselves is not good enough. So the Gemara answers, no, Raya, maybe it's worse. Hanach basar nafshayu griti. If people themselves are convinced of Avodah Zarah, that they're going to be very strong in what they believe. They came to it themselves, they're going to be very strong. They're going to be pulled after it. Hani basar nashavaktanam griti. But if women and children do the convincing, who says they're really convinced? Maybe the women and children have convinced them and then they'll change their mind. So that's why it could be that the women and children are worse, but maybe hutchumei alayhen would be considered an ir hanidachas, right? Unclear. Asvin daraisa, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in, I don't think we've ever mentioned this one, in Klal Chaf, says, what happens, he always asks these general questions, and then relates 35 places in Shas where it comes up. He says, what happens if you ever have a mitzvah, or a din, where you have two people involved? You have an actor, and you have a recipient. In whatever halakha you're talking about, is it always that you need the actor there also? If a person does it to themselves, can they be considered the actor and the recipient? The main sugi where this comes up is Veseches Makos, which we'll get to B'ezras Hashem in a couple of weeks. Daf Chaf, where it talks about the Isser of cutting off your payas. Isser of cutting off your payas. So usually there's what's called a makif and a nikaf, the one who cuts off the payas, so the one who gets this payas cut off. What if I do it to myself? Do I get two averus? Makif and nikaf? So that's fertile ground to look in. That's an example where you usually have an actor and a recipient, and there you can do it yourself. So he brings rayas from there that you're chayef too. Right? The person is chayef for both. He's considered the makif and the nikaf. And Gemara number two he brings up, Argamara. He says, why does Argamara even have a suffix? What do you mean? Here's a case where you need a mediach, you need a hudach. The Gemara in Makkah says it's good enough. The same person can be considered the actor and the recipient. So here too. What's the suffix? I don't see what the suffix is. So let the person himself, the people who convince themselves, be the mediach and the hudach, and that's it. What's the difference between makif and nikaf, cutting off your payas, and, which by the way, the Rambam relates to Avodah Zarah in Moreh Nevuchim, so it relates to Yireh Nidachim, which is also Avodah Zarah. What's the difference? So he says, maybe there are two differences. Maybe there are two differences. Why? Even if you say by makis, there could be, in Maseches Makos, they could be considered makif and nikaf, the same person. Here, maybe you wouldn't say that. Here, you would dafka need a mediach, somebody from the outside. V'tzarech l'chalek, bein pu'ula me'asiyas, kishoche v'nishkav u'makif and nikaf, l'bein hasata v'adacha. Why? Shehu pu'ula machshavit v'iyunit. Here, it's a thought aveira more. But a zara is a machshava aveira. It's not just an act that's done. The yoser shayach lomar bepeula maasis shaha adam ba'atzmo poel v'gam nifal. It's easier when you have an actor and a recipient in terms of a physical action. So you can look at it and say, I'm doing both. If I cut my payas, chas v'shalom, so I'm cutting my payas and I'm having my payas cut. So you can really see that the guy is doing both. But when it comes to a thought, avodah zarah beliefs, it's harder to say that there are two people involved if you just think about avodah zarah. You convinced yourself? It's harder to put your finger on that like that. How to do that? Mishenemar, it's a la adam shu meses umidiach es atzmo ukimuvan. Right, a little more difficult. A little more difficult. Or the other pshat is that maybe it's worse here because when a person convinces himself, it's like the Gemara says, he's so convinced by it. If he did it himself, so maybe sayif is not enough for him. Right? Remember, Anshei Anidachas gets sayif. A regular individual Avodah Zarah gets skila. So maybe the point is, you're right, he's considered like he did it himself, but maybe he's worse than somebody who got convinced by it. He's going to follow it even more, and that's why he would get skila, and we cannot treat him like an Anshei Anidachas. So one is a general chiluk, and one is a more specific chiluk to ir Hanidachas. But he goes through more of this discussion, but that's in the Asvin Daraisa, Klal Chaf. The other issue that comes up on this Gemara, I'll just mention it, is the Psak of the Rambam. The Gemara doesn't answer the question. So what would you say? So how do we paskin? The Gemara does not answer the question whether Anshei Anidachas that convince themselves are considered Irani Dachas. So, L'chorah, you have to go to L'kula. What's L'kula? What's the kula in this case? So for the person themselves, is a kula to be considered a nir nidachas, right? Because they get sai if they don't get skila. But on the other hand, if they're in a nidachas, their property is burned, their city is burned down. So which is the kula? So this is a hard one. It's a hard one to paskin, right? It's a bayit delifshita. So the Rambam in Avodah Zarah, that same parak in Dalet Beis, quotes that if they convince themselves, then they are not in Irani Dachas. That's the Rambam's psak. They're not in Irani Dachas. And the Kesef Mishnah, and the Lechem Mishnah, and the Mishnah Lamelech, all three wonder where the Rambam gets this from. It's not in Irani Dachas, so that's what, it's not Lakula for this guy. Don't we look at the guy first and foremost? So he's going to get Skila now instead of Chenek? That's Lachumra. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. He says, I don't understand. So he says, it must be that even though the Rambam thinks that there was no Bayit Delifshita, he must like that the Svara that is not in the Irani Dachas. Taima de Mistaverhu. He must think that it's a good Svara, even though we knocked it out. Either way, that's all the notes that Kalim here discuss why the Rambam has that psak. Okay, later. Aji Yudach Ruba, Hechi Abdinan. Says the Gemara, how do you ever get to Rove? Right, if Rove of the city worships Avodah Zarah, so then we say, it's an Irani Dachas. But let's say one person does Avodah Zarah. You kill him. How do you ever get to Rove? How do you ever get to Rove? What, you never kill people? You always wait and see? How long do you wait and see? So, Amar Yehuda, Danin, V'chofshin, Danin, V'chofshin. Yeah, you wait and see. You judge him and you lock him up in jail. Whenever somebody does Avodah Zarah, and maybe there are rumors that there are more, you lock him up after you judge them. Amar Le'ula, Nimsa Taman, Yazdinu Shalelu. Come on! Inui Hadin. We had it earlier in the Masechta. Inui Hadin, you can't delay. Once you say a Gemar Din, you got to kill him that day, or at least the next day, right? The Inui Hadin. The Yad Rama here says, based on the principle of Yahaf L'Recha Kamocha. Inui Hadin, you can't. Yahaf L'Recha Kamocha, you can't. There is, I saw it quoted, it's a Rabbeinu Gershom in Erechin on Dav Zayin. Rabbeinu Gershom says, Inui Hadin is based on Tsar Balei Chayim. Tzar Balei Chayim applying to people. Right, so that's the Rabbi Yad Rama here says Yad Lorecha Kamocha. The Inuya, the Rabbi Gershom, it's going up on the Zion of Alf and Erechin. Tzar Balei Chayim. So Ula says you can't do that. So El Amar Ula, what does Ula say? Done in Vesoklin. No, you judge and you give skila. You give skila each time. That's it. What can you do? Once it gets to Rove, then you're like, oh, it was a Rove of a city. Now we have to start giving Chenek. So how do you do that? Isn't it Lamafreya? You were wrong. I'm afraid I should have given chenek, not skila. So the lumdis is, where the Akronim say it, is that no, irani dachas, there's a chalosh shem irani dachas. Until that status is conferred, then it's yechidim. Then it's yechidim. That's Lashon of Rashi here. Machzakinon leki yechidim. You give him skila because you consider them yechidim until the time that it's a rogue. Once it's a rogue, that's when they get the status. They didn't have that status beforehand. There's nothing retroactive here. You only give that status afterwards, but you could kill him right away. So the machlokas between Rabbi Huda and Ula, they get skila right away.
No, but afterwards.
Afterwards they get chenek.
Not.
I'm sorry, the saif. I keep saying chenek saif. Sorry, saif. Yeah, they get saif. Itmar says the Gemara. Rav Yochanan Amar done in Vesoklin. Rish Lakish Amar marben labatei dinim. Rish Lakish says you bring more batei dinim. You judge them quickly. So if you judge them all quickly, then maybe you'll get to the rove sooner. Eini v'yamar of chama bar yosi amar of oshia v'otisvas isha hua so isha hahi ish v'isha atamosi l'sharecha v'yatamosi kol yirku l'sharecha. We have a drasha. When you go to the city, the bezid in your city, you only take individuals. You don't take the whole city. So you're saying you set up all these courts and the whole city is going to go to these courts? So Ella, what do? Marbalem bati dinin u'ma'aynin b'dinehem. You set up courts just to analyze what's going on, not to paskin. To analyze. And once they realize that this is a major problem in this city, so then you send up to the Bezan HaGadol. You say, we got a city here, the Gamri Luhu, and then they finish the job. The Gamri Luhu, the Dinayhu, the Katfli Luhu. And then they just finish the job.
The implication is the problem to be done more than one person at a time. Well, I can't just say bringing a whole bunch of people in the room.
So is it a problem for each bezin to judge more than one person? Well, we have the limitations of how many a bezin could judge each day.
Judging the halacha of irani dachas, so they bring all the people in at once.
But the irani dachas, do they bring them all in? But again, that's the halacha. You don't bring all the people in to a bezin shel chaf gimel. That's the limud. So that's why you just figure out exactly, is this in the parsha of Yerdi Dachas? Then you get the Bezin HaGadol involved. Then you get the Bezin of 71 involved. Another Rambam that is problematic. I'll just mention it. And again, where did the Rambam get this from? Rambam might have a different sources. There's another Rambam that says, if the city is found to be mostly worshipped, Makin es kol hataf vahanoshim shel ovdim lufi charef. You kill the women and the children of the worshippers also. So everybody, the Migdal Oz quotes, so where's Rambam get this from? He quotes a letter from the Rama. Loma ha'enish ha'noshe v'ktanim, she'enem b'nei chiyuv. Where does Rambam get this from? So they say, he probably gets it from Korach. Gets it from Korach, just like Korach. Everything was wiped out. Right? So here too, right? Maybe they should have protested, whatever it is. But again, it's a B'chudish Rambam to say that once the robe of the city is, you kill out all the families. Hakitakez, and not just the people who worship. Hakitakez Yoshia Yerbechulu Tan Rabbanan. As the Mishnah said, if you have a donkey driver, camel driver, that happened to be passing through the city, if they slept there, and then they did have a desire too, if they've been there for 30 days, then they're considered part of the city. They get side, they're considered part of the Yerdi Dachas, and they're counted. Pachos Bikan, but if they were only there less, but they were over the Avodah Zarah, then they're considered individuals. Hein Beskila, Mamona, Pala. They get Skila, and their money is saved. Viraminhi. I'll ask you a question. Is 30 days the determining point? We had back in the first parak of Baba Basra, for tztaka purposes and for tax purposes, when is somebody considered part of the city to pay taxes? Kama Yehe Be'ir, Yehe Kanji, a year. Yud Beis Chodesh, a year. So what do you mean? Is it 30 days or is it a year? So Amarava Lokasha, Halamevi Bnei Masa, Halamevi Misvei Masa. Are you going to be a Bnei Ha'ir? Are you going to be considered Yoshvei Ha'ir? That's a difference. Yoshvei Ha'ir, sitting in the city, that's even a month. Bnei Ha'ir, that takes a year. Vatanya, after all, we learned in a Braisa. If I say I'm not getting benefit from Bnei Ha'ir, so then it depends. But if I say Bi Yoshvei Ha'ir, those who just happen to inhabit the city, so you see there's a difference between Bnei and Yoshvei. Right, the difference. Right, we spoke, I think we quoted the Shloha Kadosh earlier in this parak, and that is, there are three different Lashonos of Olam Haba. There's a Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek LaOlam Haba, you have a Chelek, but then there's somebody called a Ben Olam Haba, and then there is a Nochel, Nochle Olam Haba. Different Lashonos throughout different Gemaras. So the Shloha Kadosh says, yeah, everybody has a Chelek, but that's not the highest level. It's the highest level. Ben Olam Chelek, it's like you're a Yoshev. You're like going to sit there. Are you a Ben Olam Haba? So here too, a Yoshvei Ha'ir and a Bnei Ha'ir. Good. Hachrei Mosav has called Hashem Bavachulu Tanu Rabbanan. Hachrei Mosav. The Gemara takes out the next four words. Let's call Hashem Bav. Hachrei Mosav Prat Lenichsei Tzadikim Shebechutzala. Destroy it, excluding Tzadikims properly that are outside of it. If there are Tzadikim in the city, if they have property outside the city, then that property is not destroyed. That's kol asher ba l'rabos d'chsei tzadikim shebesocha. So it's an interesting halacha, right? That the tzadikim obviously are not killed, but their property is killed. The property is destroyed. The property of tzadikim is destroyed. Shlalav v'lo shlal shamayim. That's kol shlalav l'rabos d'chsei rishayim shechutzala. Even the nechazav, the rishayim, even outside the city, they are destroyed as well. Amar Reb Shimon, mipnei ma amar Torah nechzei tzadikim shebesocha yovedu. Why do we destroy the tzadikim's property inside the city if they did not worship Avodah Zarah? Rashi says this is Reb Shimon, who always is darshin on time of Tikra. We had back in the second parak, he darshes the reasons for psukim. So he says, mi garam lahem sheyadur besocha. Why are these tzadikim living there anyway? Why are they in the city? You know why? Mamonam. Probably because of their parnasa, because of their assets. So lafichach lamonam avad. That's why we destroy their property. Because that's probably why they're in the city in the first place. Period. Amar mar, veskol shlalah tikbot. You gather all the shalal to the middle of the city, to the place to burn it. L'rabos nichzei tzadikim, nichzei rishayim, shebechutzalah. This is to include all the nechasim of the rishayim that are outside the city. You gather it in. Amar Rav Chisda, ubenikbatzim l'tocha. What does that mean? couple of pshatim in the Rishonim, and it could be gathered inside of it. So Rashi says it means, if the property of the Rishaim are close enough by that the day that you are going to burn it, you can bring it in, so that's fine, then you burn it. Anything too far away, you don't burn. It has to be nikbatsim l'tocha, able to be brought inside. The Meiri says, no, it means something that comes in every night. Maybe like animals that go and graze outside the city during the day and come in at night. It means it comes nikbatsim b'socha on a daily, on a regular basis. That's the Meiri. Okay, two pshatim. Amar Rav Chisda. Pikdonos shel erenida, ashi erenida achas mutarin. If you have the pikdonos, like a pikadon, you're watching something of an ashi erenida achas is mutar. So hechidami, what type of pikadon are we talking about? In which direction? Ilema di iracheres the isnuhu begaval. Are we talking about somebody else gave their watch to somebody who lives in the erenida achas to guard? So I gave my watch to somebody in the city, and they're guarding my watch for me. So that's mutar. So pshita de mutarin, of course. Lav shlalo, that's not their spoils. Of course, that's not going to be destroyed. It's my watch. The Ella did too, but it's Ubira Cheres. Maybe it's the opposite. The people of the Irani Dachas, have things in other cities. I have their watch. I'm holding their watch. So that's not destroyed. So one second. Edenik Batsin Latocha my Mutarin. If I could get it back into that city, what, the day that it burns, so my Mutarin, why is it Mutar? V'yenik Batsin Latocha ha'amr chadazimna. And if it can't, so I already know that. So what's the case of a pikadon of the Irani Dachas is not destroyed? What's the case and what's the chiddush? So lo, la'olam di iracheres tibifkati betocha. Really, it's my watch that they're watching. Aye. What's the chiddush then? The hachav ma'eskinan kagon to kabel alei achrayas. The chiddush is that they will makabel achrayas. If they lose my watch, they have to pay for it. So, ma'u detema, I might have thought havamina kiven the kabbal achrayis kidide dami. Since they were makabal achrayis, it's as if it's theirs. Kamash malan. We say it is not theirs. Period. Ask the Tosas Arash, why is this different than chametz? If I'm guarding somebody's chametz and I have achrayis on it, then I violate by Rabbi Yamatze. So it's considered mine if I have makabal achrayis on it. If I'm a shomer, mashen kein here. There's not too much Tosas Arash on Sanhedrin. We're getting it in. The last year, I think we've only mentioned it very few times. Only a couple pages of there's a lot more earlier, but here on Chelik, there's not too much. So it says the Tosas Arash, very Lundish. You gotta be Mechalik between Irani Dachas and Pesach. On Pesach, by Rabbi Yimatze, any tiny little connection to you is enough. V'lo Yira L'cha. L'cha, any Shaykhus to you, you're gonna violate. Irani Dachas, it's gotta be Shlala. If it's not Shlala, it's not the shlau of the city, it's not destroyed in the city. And therefore, even though it's Kabbalah Sachrayas, there's a difference between Kabbalah Sachrayas by Chametz and Kabbalah Sachrayas by Ir Hanidachas. That's the Tosas Arash right here. Weiter, Amrav Chizda, Behema, Chesed Shil Hanidachas, Chesed Shil Iracheres, Asura. Let's say you have an animal that's jointly owned. Half by somebody in the Ir Hanidachas and half by somebody outside is Asur. It's Asur. Why? Rashi says you can't split up an animal. When you shecht it, it's still, each part of it was shayach to the whole, to each partner. The Yad Ramah says even more clearly. He says, there's an iser that's chal on the entire animal. That's it. Isa, chesed shel erenidachas v'chesed shel iracheres, muteres. But if you have a doe, half and half, that's mutter. Why? What's the difference? My taima, behema kamad lo pligadama. An animal is not splittable. Right? When you shecht it and kill it, it's no longer the animal. It's something different. It's a shinui. As is, it's not splittable. So therefore, it's considered that there's a connection of both of them to everything. Isa kamanda pligadamye. But Isa, a doe, is splittable. And you could see as if it's split already, and therefore, it would not be a problem. The Shakas Aryeh in Simon Peites, if you want to look it up, talks about Brera issues related to Argamar. But that's not for now. Boy, Rav Chisda, behemas irani dachas mahu detisne behem shchita latar midei nevela. We know if an animal dies without shchita, not only is it not kosher to eat, but it's tameh. Nevela is tameh. But what happens if I shecht a behemah irani dachas? So I shechted it. So does that, I can't eat it because it's asur b'hana, but does that at least prevent the tumah from setting in? That at least says from Tumah, there's a big discussion. If a goy shechts, shechitas akum is not good. I can't eat it. But it's matar midei nevela. Right? There's a discussion in the Gemara, Mesechas Chulin. So sometimes you can have a shechita that gets rid of the Tumas nevela, even though it doesn't give you a heter to eat it. That's the question here. So does it help? Lefi cherav amarachmana, loshna shachta, mishchat, loshna ktala mikdal. Do we say, hey, you have to destroy the city with a sword? So here you did too. So you have it the shachta, but that's destroying it with a sword. So it's still called an avela. O dilma, or kiven the shachta mahanyu l'shchita, or no. Since you shachted it, shchita helps. Teku, my teku. No answer. Eliyahu HaNavi will let us know. Boy, Rav Yosef, say our Nashim Tzidkanios Mahu. What about the hair of the Nashim Tzidkanios? Is that included in the Shalal? So, Marava, Hadarishios Asur. What? The hair of the wicked women are Asur? Why should that be? Tikbots Visaraftaksiv. The Pasuk says, you gather and you burn. And we darshin, mish ena mechuser ela kavitsa visreifa. What's destroyed? Only something that only has to be gathered and burned. Yatza ze, excluding hair. She mechuser tlisha vikvitsa visreifa. You have to first cut off the hair and then gather it and burn. So nobody's hair is asur. What are you talking about? Righteous women's hair. So the Gemara says, ela marava, no. We're talking about the panahris. Talking about a wig. Are the wigs included in the shalal of the city? So again, the Gemara says, "Hey Chidami, what kind of wigs are we talking about? Ida mechuber begufa. Are we talking about wigs that they're wearing right now? So kagufa damya. That's just like their clothes aren't burned that they're wearing. Their wig is batel. It's batel. It's part of their bodies. So lo tzricha de tali besifta. What if they're not wearing it? It's like on the it's on the sheitel head. It's on the hook, right? So in that case, do we say that's the shaila? Do we consider it as if it's nechasim of tzaddikim inside, which we said are destroyed also? Or because she takes it off, she puts it on. It's kind of like, you know, different than just regular property. So therefore, maybe it's considered as if it's hers. Teku. No answer.
That's a
shetel versus a hat. So maybe a shetel becomes more batel to the person than a hat does. Right? That used to be part of the woman, or a woman. That's it, also a shiloh. We're not getting Kisi Rosh. Kisi Rosh, one's own hair, other hair. Right, that's the discussion of Kisi Rosh Lanashim. That's why I think instinctively, it'll be different.
The women themselves are killed, right?
I'm sorry?
The women themselves are killed.
The Rishayim.
Well, the Tzaddikim also in the city, no?
The Tzaddikim in the city are not killed.
Don't you kill the entire city?
Or the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah are killed. And you destroy the city. You destroy the property of the tzaddikim. You know, the tzaddikim didn't do anything wrong. All right, they're not killed. That's kol shalalat tikmos al tarvachov v'chulu. Tana rabbanan, as the Mishnah said, ein l'rechov in anasas yoni dachas. Divrei Bishmol. Bishmol says no street to gather in. No halacha v'yoni dachas. Rabbi Akiva omer ein l'rechov osu l'rechov. No, you build one. But my kamiflagi mar sava rechova meikar mashma. One says rechova means originally there had to be one. And mar sava rechova hashanami mashma. Right, even now is good enough. The hektish amongst it, yipadu, has to be redeemed. Tan rabbanon, hayuba kachim kachim mizbeach yamusu. If you have kachim mizbeach, an animal that is a korban, that animal has to die. Rashi says because it's disgusting to give this animal to Hashem. Disgusting, it's mius. Kachi bedekabayis. Yipadu vitrumos yirakvu umayser sheni vakizvei kodesh yiganzu. Kachi bedekabayis are redeemed. And the Rambam adds in, and they're burned afterwards. That was the chiddush of the Rambam. That doesn't say that in the Gemara. It just says to redeem it. And the truma has to be let to rot, and the Maaser Sheni and the Kisvei HaKodesh are buried. Reb Shimon Omer, Behemta Velo Behemas Becharu Maaser. We'll talk about that line. Reb Shimon has that statement. Only its animals, but not Bechar and Maaser. Behemas Bechar and Behemas Maaser are excluded. Shlala Prat LeKesef Hektish VeKesef Maaser. That's the end of the quote. Amar mar, hayuba kachim kachim mizbeach yamusu. They have to die. So v'yamai. Why do the kachim mizbeach have to die? V'amai yamusu. Yirashi yistavu. Let him graze until they get a mum. V'yimachru. And then you will sell the animal. V'yiplu demam l'nadava. And you'll take the money and you buy karbonis with it. Meaning, the animal belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So why does it have to be killed? Why does it have to be killed? It's kachim mizbeach. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Two answers. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Zevach Rishem Toeva. It's still disgusting. It still smacks of the Avodah Zarah, and even the money that you redeem it for, says Rashi, is going to be Usser. Zevach Rishem Toeva, Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish Amar, Mamon Bailam Hu. No, it's because we're talking, what's the case that we're talking about? that you have a carbon that belongs to the, is considered the belonging to the people. It's a case of mamon bialim. So which type of carbon are we talking about? That's mamon bialim. So two tries. Number one, vahacha, this is within Reish Lakish, bekachim shechai bach reyusan. We're talking about an animal that was a neder. Chai bach reyusan. Meaning I said this cow should go to the Beis HaMikdash. If this cow, I'm sorry, I say, I promise to bring a cow to the Beis HaMikdash. So if the cow is stolen, I have to bring another one. So this animal is connected to me. It's what's called in other Gemaras, davar hagorem lamamon. Something that if it's not here, I'm going to have to pay for another one. And according to Reb Shimon, that's kamamon dami. So Reb Shimon need to omar mamon bailam hu. So maybe that's the possibility. That's why you have to burn the. That's why you have to kill the animal because it's considered mamon bailam. Says the Gemara 1 minute. Ha mi de sefer Reb Shimon hi reisha lav Reb Shimon hi. 1 second. If since the sefer is Reb Shimon, the reisha must not be Reb Shimon. We're trying to say the reisha is Reb Shimon. Can't be. The next one is Reb Shimon. So the Gemara is another possibility. What else might Reish Lakish be talking about? Mamon Bailim. Bekadshim Kalim. The Aliba de Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Maybe it's talking about Kashi Kalim. Or Kashi Kalim according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says, the Amar Kashi Kalim, Mamon Bailim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, in the context of a carbon at the end of Sefer Parshas Vayikra, about taking a Shvua on a Shvuas HaPikadon, Asham Gzelos. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili there says, Kashi Kalim is considered yours. It's considered the owner's. Avakashi kachim, my, bakashi kalim, what? That, yipadu, or yiru, meaning you don't have to destroy them. So Gemara says, adatani say, bakashi betagabayas, yipadu, if that's true, that there's a, that the reisha is only referring to kachi kalim, so why do you have to bring in a new factor? Liflo, velisti, bidida, just be machalik, within that, bamadrama, within kachim is bayach, bamadrama, murim, bakashim kalim, ava bakashi kachim yipadu. Right, so why don't you, or Yiru, the Girs is. Either way, so why do you have to bring in a new factor? Answers the Gemara, Kiva di techata shemesu ba'aleha de lemisa azla lo psikale. No, since it wouldn't be a hard, fast rule that you would be able to redeem all kachi kachim, after all, carbon chatos, we're going to learn about in Seder Kachim, but there's a halacha that there are five chatos mesos, halacha lo shemisinai, that five carbonos chatos that have to die. Right, if a chatas that the owner dies, a chatas that's somehow disconnected from the one who did the aveira. So that chatas you're not going to be able to redeem. So that's why Lopsikale couldn't have said in the Seifa, by kache kachim, you would be able to redeem it. Period. So that's the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Why is it that kachim is beach, have to die? Either of Yochanan, Zerach, Bashram, Toeva, or Reish Lakish, it's a type of carbon that belongs to the owner, halachically. So, Bishla, Rabbi Yochanan, Lamarak, Reish Lakish, Divsevach, Zerach, Rasham, Toeva. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say like Reish Lakish because Rabbi Yochanan has a good mucker. Zerach, Rasham, Toeva. Ella, Reish Lakish, at the time, Lamarak, Rabbi Yochanan. Why do Reish Lakish have to struggle to find another mucker like Rabbi Yochanan, another mucker? So, Armalacha, Kiamina, Zerach, Rasham, Toeva, Hani, Milaheka, Desnu, Beinayu. Now, Zerach, Rasham, Toeva, it's only when the animal itself is still there. You can't be makrabit. Aval hacha, kivan de ishtani. Once you redeem it, that money shouldn't be called Zerach Hashem Toeva. It's different. So that's why he didn't like that reason, and he had to find a different reason. Next. Reb Shimon Omer. The next line, Reb Shimon said, Behemtacha, v'lo behemas b'chara meiser. Behemtacha, you can look at the Maritz Chayes here. He has an interesting ha'ara, which we're not going to do now. B'shimin Omer. Behemtacha v'lo behemas b'char meiser. B'shimin says, only your animal are killed, but b'char and meiser animals, b'char, firstborn kosher animal, is given to the Kohen, and meiser, carbonos, meiser is a kachi kalim that Yisrael brings up and gives as a carbon, but he treats it as a carbon shlamim. Those are excluded. So b'mayas kina, what are we talking about here? There are two types of b'char and meisers. Let's talk about b'char for a second. What's the halach of a b'char? I give a b'char to the Kohen. If it is a tam, he has to give it as a carbon. If it's a balmum, he can eat it wherever he wants. That's the halacha by a b'char. So, what are we talking about in this context? Elam of a tamimin. Are we talking about a tam? So shlashamayimu. So then you don't need another pasuk. That's called shlashamayim from the previous pasuk. You don't need a special pasuk of behemtacha. Ela b'bali mumin. So it must be, we're talking about a balmum. So then the question is shlolaninu, that it does belong to the Kohen and it should be burned. So what are we talking about here? That Reb Shimon excludes them based on a new pasuk. So machlokas. Oma Ravina. Machlokas Ravina and Shmuel. Says Ravina la olam b'bali mumin. We're talking about bali mumin. Aye, isn't a balmum just regular property of a Kohen? So the chiddush is no. Umisha ne'achal betoras behemta. Only something that's eaten as a regular, normal, your animal. Yatsu elu she'ein ne'achal in betoras behemta. Ela betoras becharu meiser. Deshlal shamayim ninu. Ravina teaches us a big chiddush regarding the halacha of bechar. Even after bechar gets a mum, and the kohen can eat it wherever he wants. Doesn't have to eat it in Yerushalayim. It's just his animal. There's still a shemetz of the Shem Bechar on it. Still shemetz of the Shem Bechar, right? That's why it wouldn't be included in burning. It's not Shlal Shemayim, but it's not Behemtecha. Right? It's somewhere in the middle. That's Ravina. And therefore, what is, according to Ravina, what is excluded? Bali Mumin are excluded from this. And Tamimin, what about Tamimin? Tamimin are also excluded. They're both excluded. Tamimim are excluded from Shlal Shamayim, and Bali Mumin are also excluded. So the Gemara adds on to Pliga de Shmuel. Shmuel argues on this. The Amar Shmuel, Hakol Kare v'Hakol Nifte. That's the statement Shmuel said. They're all sacrificed and they're all Nifte. So my Kamar, what does he mean? So Achi Kamar, this is what he means. Kol Shekarev Kishahu Tam. V'Nifte Kishahu Balmum. Anything that is sacrificed when it's a Tam. And it must be redeemed once it gets a Mum. So mishlal imit, then it's excluded. That's considered shlal shamayim. But the kol shekarev kshuhu tam, the eno nifte kshu balmum. But if you have an animal that's a carbon when it's a tam, and when it gets a balmum, it's automatically not hektish anymore. It doesn't have to be redeemed. You go on v'charu meiser. So then mi behema nafka. Then it's excluded from behema. Meaning Rashi explains by b'char and meiser, even when it's a tam. It's not such a hotshot carbon. Because you see, it could lose its status of hektish without you doing anything. It could just get a mum. So even when it's a tam, it's not fully shlal shamayim. And therefore what? Tmimin are excluded from the pasuk behemta. They can't be excluded from the pasuk of shlal shamayim. So tmimin are excluded from behemta because it's not shlal shamayim. That leaves open that bali mumin are burned. In the Me'irani Dachas. So the machlokas, the maskana between Ravina and Shmuel is, when it comes to a balmum, Bechor and Meiser, are those burned in the Me'irani Dachas? Shmuel says yes, Ravina says no. That's the machlokas. What? What does who do? Shmuel says Behema excludes Tamimin. Behema excludes Tamimin. Ravina says no. Tamimin or Shlal Shamayim, that's the regular, they're like a regular carbon. Shmuel says no. So it's amazing. In Ravina and Shmuel, we have two beautiful chidushim about Bechor. Ravina says, a Bechor, even after it gets a Balmum, still smacks of Hektish. Shmuel says, Bechor, even when it's a Tam, still smacks of Chulin. Right? It's the opposite Shitas. Beautiful. Truma's Yirachu, let's just finish this section up. Truma, you have to let rot. Amar of Chizda, lo shanu ela truma biyad Yisrael. What are we talking about? If the Jew, if Yisrael still has truma, then it has to be let to rot. Avo truma biyad kohen, kidramoni utisare. But if the kohen has truma, that's his. That's his. Truma biyad kohen, and therefore he has to be burned. Mazav Rav Yosef, one second. Maaser sheni v'kisvei kodesh yiganzu. They have to be buried. Va maaser sheni biyad Yisrael, kishruma biyad kohen dami. V'ktani yiganzu. One second. Kashan Rav Chizda. What does Rav Yosef say? That Maaser Sheni in my Rishos of Yisrael is like Truman and Cohen's Rishos. And it says it has to be buried. Kashan Rav Chizda. So Eliyin Mar Hachiyin Mar. This is what he meant to say. Amar Rav Chizda. Lo Shanu Ela Truma Biyad Cohen. That's when it's hidden. Aval Truma Biyad Yisrael. Tinasin Le Cohen Shabit Yiracheres. But it's Truma, hand of Yisrael, so give it away. Give it to another Cohen. Period. Okay, we have to stop here because this is a new section now that continues on the next daf. And everybody should enjoy. Mazel tov to all those, to all the listeners, all the followers, the chevra. And Bez Hashem, we will continue on Sunday with Meseches Makos. Everybody.